Matt, on Facebook, Ravinair says, when will we find out if pi is normal?
That is a very good question, because at the moment we don't know whether or not pi is normal. And normal has a very specific definition in maths. So if we say a number is normal, it means that any string of digits is equally likely to appear in its decimal expansion. And so the decimal places of pi go on forever and they never repeat. But we don't know effectively how well distributed they are if you go far enough down. And we've checked trillions and trillions of digits, and it's been normal all the way so far, but we can't guarantee that it will continue to be normal after that. And so I suspect it's going to be a while, because we currently don't have any really good mathematical techniques to explore that far into pi or to find some way to pin down to show why it is or isn't normal. But hopefully one day people will develop some new mathematical ideas and we'll be able to answer that question.
I was watching Star Trek the other day, as you do in the evening, The Next Generation, and I was watching a Jean-Luc Picard. I was watching Jean-Luc Picard, otherwise known as Patrick Stewart, and he was struggling with a difficult maths problem, and it was Fermat's Last Theorem. And I thought, you know, they're all walking around on Star Trek with what we now call an iPad. They've got doors that open automatically with a whooshing noise, otherwise seen at the average supermarket, and they were still struggling in the year 2000, whatever it was, with Fermat's Last Theorem, which was famously solved far more recently, wasn't it?
Yes, a mathematician called Andrew Wiles solved it about 1994, but it was originally posed in the year 1630 by a guy called Fermat, obviously, and it took mathematicians well over 300 years of constantly developing new bits of maths to be able to solve it. So you can see why, even before the 90s, when it still looked incredibly unlikely, that people think, well, maybe it is another couple hundred years. Well, it turns out, we had it down by 1994.